out from the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. Welcome to a Friday. And it's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Standing by, realty expert Caitlin Ramseth. We'll talk with her in just a minute.
Life, with its many stages. From the my little one has just arrived stage, to the I have arrived stage. From the first home you'll ever buy, to the one home you'll have forever. No matter where you find yourself in life, your forever agent will be there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. For you, for life.
And we are back in the studios of GFBS. Caitlin, how are you today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good. You came in here this morning all smiley and giddy, and you got big plans for the weekend? New Year's Eve, amateur night?
Okay, so I'm going up to Walhalla.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my boyfriend, I just got promoted to fiancé.
So look at that! I was wondering what the hell was shining in my eyes so bright. Well, congratulations.
I'm still getting used to it. I'm not like a huge jewelry person, so I'm definitely getting used to it, but I can't stop smiling.
Can I ask you, how did he do it? How did he pop the question?
Okay, so he asked me over Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. We were opening presents, and he's like, Kate, I have one more gift. Do you want it? And I was like, really shocked. I was like, wait, you have another gift? Like, what's going on here? And then I saw his brother take his phone out and start recording. So I was like, it's happening. But I had to bring it back to get it, like, readjusted and stuff. So I didn't have it Wednesday.
Otherwise, I was wondering, why didn't you show it off on Wednesday?
I would have showed it off Wednesday, but I didn't have it. So it's kind of weird to be like, oh, I got engaged, but I don't have a ring.
Okay. So you don't have to tell me now, but are you going to be taking the new name?
I will be. So that's
And is it a dumb name or is it a pretty cool name?
It's a lot shorter than mine. It's only it's Soli, so it's only four letters. So that'll be easy.
S-O-L-E, something like that?
S-O-L-I.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I know. Now I have to figure out how to, like, go ahead and change all my stuff for real estate. Because it'll be a lot.
Well, you have a little bit of time to think about it, don't you? Or are you guys going to just take off and go to a destination wedding?
No, we'll maybe do it next, like, this 2023 end of the year or something like that.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Big plans for New Year's Eve?
Just going up to Walhalla to see his family.
Show off your ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you walk around, you know, with your arm up like this now?
Not yet. I'm still getting used to it.
Well, that is awesome news. What a great way to kick in the new year. Speaking of new year, what do you think, Caitlin, that we can expect for the new year? I mean, you know, with interest rates up and down and all of that kind of stuff, I'm sure you've got a whole list of things that we're kind of hoping for and wishing for, too.
I do. So experts are, you know, they're already making their projections and everything for the new year. But I'll recap on kind of what happened this last year first of 2022 for the housing market. So the housing market was defined pretty much by two keywords, inflation and the rising mortgage rates.
Mm-hmm.
We heard that so much that I honestly, like, when I hear interest rates, I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go again. But so inflation and mortgage rates kind of went hand in hand this last year of 2022. And basically, as the Federal Reserve tried to make moves to lower inflation this year, the interest rates more than doubled. And that's something that we typically don't see in one calendar year. So it kind of made the market really uncertain and scary for buyers and sellers. And a lot of them put their plans on hold for 2023.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to interrupt you, but I'm going to. Now, when you say they doubled, but again, they were so historically low.
They were.
You know, even though they doubled, you're young, and we've said this before, but I can remember back in the 80s when they were in the 20%+ mark, you know. So, but yeah, anytime something doubles, it's like sticker shock.
It is. It really is. And we kind of were just getting so used to the lower interest rates that when they did change so fast and they doubled, it was just, you know, it was uncertain. It was unpredictable. Mm-hmm. It was unstable. So, I mean, it had a huge impact on the buyer activity, the supply and demand, and home prices for the year. So, basically, though, what everyone wants for 2023, as far as everyone I talk to, is just a more stable market, something a little bit more predictable.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for that to happen, we're going to have to see the Feds bring inflation down, but keep it down. No more of this roller coaster up and down stuff anymore, especially if you've been keeping your eye on, like, gas prices.
Oh, my gosh.
They go up and down, up and down.
You know, they've been bragging, oh, it's under $3 a gallon. It's been under $3 a gallon. I happened to be at the gas station the other day. Well, it also has a liquor store tied to it. So I happened to be at the gas station the other day, and I look, and it's $3.19. I'm like, when did gas go up 20 cents?
I know.
About 20 minutes ago.
I know.
Like, are you freaking kidding me?
I know. Jeez. And that's another thing, too, is like, okay, you guys, gas used to be a lot cheaper, too. Like, it was high, and now it's coming down, but it needs to come down even more. Yeah. So I won't even get into that, though. No politics today.
I didn't mean to.
No, it's fine. Okay, so as far as interest rates go, experts are projecting where they're going to be at this year. So in real estate, we break up the year into four quarters. Mm-hmm. So quarter one is January through March, and this is going to be the first few months of 2023. The experts get their sources from like Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, NAR. Mm-hmm. They take the average to estimate where interest rates might be at. Again, we don't have a crystal ball. So whatever I say, don't exactly quote me for this new year,
but
they are estimates. Mm-hmm. So for quarter one, at the beginning of 2023, they're expected to kind of remain where they are right now, hovering around that 6.3%, which is still pretty good. Quarter two, so this is going to be the spring of 2023. They're expected to go down to 6.05. Quarter three, I don't know if I said that right. I might have said quarter two. Okay, so quarter three. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be the summer months of 2023.
Yep.
They're expected to be 5.90. And then quarter four, so rounding out the end of the 2023 year, the winter months, they're expected to be down to 5.73. So I mean, even though it's not 3% like we saw, we can see, though, that they're still expected to tick down as the year continues to go. So that's exciting. That's comforting to know for any buyers or sellers.
Right. And you're looking at, you know, in the year down to about a percentage point. Are people going to wait for till the end of the year to buy? Because it's a single percentage point, not quite, but people are still itching to buy.
Right. And the other thing, too, so when I give you these interest rates, it's kind of an average for a 30-year fixed rate.
Right.
Depending on, like, your credit score and all that stuff, if you have a higher credit score, I mean, your interest rate is probably going to be lower than what they say the average is. So it really depends on the person and the buyer.
Sure.
So.
Okay. But it's good news.
It is really good
news. I mean, anytime anything goes down, it's good news.
Right.
Unless it's the cost of housing, you know, selling your house. You don't want those to go down. But interest rates, anytime that goes down, that's good news.
It is good news. It's nice to hear, you know, especially starting out a new year, something a little refreshing to hear. So, okay. So the next thing is home prices. So experts are also looking at where home prices are going to be this next year. So home prices are always defined by supply and demand. So the more buyers and fewer homes there are on the market, the higher home prices are.
Sure.
And that's kind of what we saw during the pandemic, a little bit this last year. But then things started to change this year just because of the way that the market went in interest rates. So the one thing I want to mention, though, is news headlines, they're looking at a national level. So if you're someone who like only looks at the news and you're not like looking at a local level news, it can be very scary, especially the way that they like
mainstream media is always scary.
Yeah. Their headlines always, you know, end in exclamation points and you just, they're like, dun, 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 rising interest rates, like that kind of stuff.
And it depends on what political party affiliation news you're watching.
Exactly.
It all makes a difference. Yeah.
Exactly. So I always say, you know, Grand Forks, our market here, we got impacted a little bit, but like nothing compared to Los Angeles or any of those big cities.
Yeah.
So, you know, ultimately, Grand Forks, when things happen, like, we come together as a community. We did okay in this market.
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, take a look at that. Talk to someone who's local, whether that's, like, a local lender, a local realtor. And we study national versus local markets. So we can compare and we can kind of ease your nerves if you're someone who's still a little unease about this next year.
Yep.
So, but as far as experts are saying on home prices, you know, some of them are saying that the home prices are expected to appreciate this year. The other half are saying home prices are going to go down. There's always that 50-50, like, oh, it might rain today, it might not. You don't know.
Yeah, well, like it's snowing out this morning.
Exactly.
It wasn't supposed to snow, but it's snowing.
Right, and it's really going to come down to, you know, again, inflation and mortgage rates. Mm-hmm. So they have to say, some are going to say it's going to appreciate, some are going to say it's not. Ultimately, though, for Grand Forks, I think we'll for sure see, if anything, like a neutral or flat appreciation. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't go up or it doesn't go down too much, to me, that's okay.
Sure.
As long as we can kind of keep it neutral.
Mm-hmm.
But just remember, real estate is a long-term investment. So whatever happens this next year, you know, you're looking at the 5-year or 10-year.
Mm-hmm.
You're not looking at just, oh, what happened in 2023.
Sure.
So, yeah, but.
You know, you're starting to sound like you've been doing this for a long time.
I kind of feel like I have been.
You work with such a great group of people, though. Does it make it easier? Do things come your way a little quicker now? Because I know you work with a great group.
I do, yeah. And I've definitely spent my first year really, you know, educating myself, studying the market, learning everything I can. And that ultimately kind of helped me out. Like, I feel so comfortable talking about real estate now versus, you know, that first day I walked into the office.
Sure.
And I was like, okay, where's my desk?
Yeah, it's not so scary now.
Right. It's not scary at all.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so there is good news. I mean, you know, it would be so tough to be a realty expert. Because you guys just kind of got to roll with the punches, no matter what happens in the country. You guys just got to kind of deflect it and shake it off and say, well, this is what we're going
to
do.
I know, exactly. When something goes wrong, we're here to just kind of pick up the puzzle pieces and put it back together. So.
Yeah. And that's why, really, as a realty expert, you do more than just selling and buying houses with people.
Yep.
You guys do a ton of stuff.
We do.
I wish you a great new year. Make sure you go show off those GFBS earphones we gave you. What are they? Ear muffs.
Yes.
They're pretty cool.
They are.
And make sure you have fun showing off that bling.
I know.
Up in Walhalla. And you have yourself a very, very happy new year. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. You too.
All right. There you go. Oh, and if somebody wants to get a hold of realty expert Caitlin Ramseth, how do they do that?
My number is 320-267-6692. You can text or call me at any time.
All right. There you go. Thank you very much. And have a great weekend again. There you go for the week. Your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast with realty expert Caitlin Ramseth, soon to be known as somebody else. We'll keep you updated on that. Hey, everybody, have yourself a great holiday weekend, a great new year. Don't forget, we've got Midwest Pixel Pros coming up this afternoon. And don't forget about tomorrow. We're going to have that best of 2022 Dirty Thursday show sometime tomorrow afternoon. Have yourself a great day, everybody.